I've titled it, Have You Ever Found Any Hippopotamus Teeth on the Beach? Some years ago, one Roy Combs of Vinylhaven, Maine, did. Really? Here we go. Sometimes our New England legends tend to straddle the line between truth and falsehood. The truth means historic facts. The falsehoods are exaggerations, errors, or perfectly honest misinterpretations. But, of course, often just the truth is plenty good enough. For instance, back around 1900, a certain Roy Combs of Vinylhaven, Maine, picked up some odd-looking smooth white stones, 4 or 5 inches long, that he found lying on the beach one morning. Curious, he wrapped his discoveries in a candy box, which he then mailed to the geology department at Harvard University for identification. A few weeks later, the package was returned with a letter that said, "The specimens you sent us are teeth from a hippopotamus." Close quote. Combs figured that some wag at the university was playing a joke on him, or the geology department at Harvard was on the decline. At any rate, he kept the things, whatever they were, on display in his living room, carved the largest into a knife handle, and often amused visitors with the fact that Harvard University had identified some stones found along Vinylhaven Beach as hippopotamus teeth. Well, they probably are hippopotamus teeth, an old-timer down at the Vinylhaven town wharf told Combs some years later. I found something about a mile from here that turned out to be a bone from an elephant's leg. I still got it, unquote. The fact of the matter is that not one but two additional elephant legs were found on Vinylhaven Island sometime in the early 1950s. About 10 years later, I actually saw one of them myself. It was owned by the family of the late Alton H. Blackington, a New England newspaper writer and radio broadcaster, whose widow sold many of his old photos and radio scripts to my uncle Rob Sagendorf, founder of Yankee Magazine. I assume some member of the Blackington family still has the bone that was once within the leg of Mogul, an elephant aboard the circus ship Royal Tar, which back in 1836 burned and went down with all hooves just off Vinylhaven on a voyage from St. John, New Brunswick to Portland, Maine. So there, no need to straddle any lines between truth and fiction with that old New England tale.